Welcome back to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. To be part of our super community and find out more about Alliances, visit www.alliances.com. Now, back to our super host, David Kogan, founder of Alliances.
I mean, really, can you honestly believe the morning that we've had? I mean, we started off with the president of the Arizona Restaurant Association. I mean, this guy knows every single restaurant in Arizona, azrestaurant.org. Then we had the former governor of New Jersey and the EPA cabinet for President George Bush, Christine Todd Whitman. And we just interviewed, right, the fight is on with the CEO of Title Boxing Club, John. You can reach him at titleboxing.com. Well, wait till you hear who we have next. You're definitely going to want to make sure you really, really listen carefully, because it's in the news all the time, the industry. I mean, literally every day, all the time. But what's it like to be the first? You see, our next hero, Dustin Johnson, is the first, because out of hundreds submitted, Monarch was one of 96 applicants to have received a license in 2012. And this was the first state licensed retail dispenser in Scottsdale, Arizona. We have Dustin Johnson, managing partner of Attakai Holdings, a cannabis-focused brand house. And he can be reached at AttakaiHoldings.com. Let me spell that out, AttakaiHoldings.com. And of course, we'll have it listed on our website, alliances.com. Now, Dustin, describe the feeling, though, of being a pioneer in really this new market.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I think that among a lot of folks have had a lot of decades of misinformation and misunderstanding about cannabis and all of the benefits that it offers. So being able to be a part of what's a great business, but also a social movement and helping change people's perspectives on the power and the nature of this plant has been really exciting.
In fact, you mentioned about there's just so much news out there, and is there any specific area to go, or how do we know what is, because there's so many different sides of this topic?
Yeah, a lot of information coming at you from all directions. There's a couple good sources. There's a website called Leafly. It's leafly.com that you can go and get information about different parts of the industry, all the way from retailers in your specific state where you can find products to breaking news updates and business information as well. So they're a good resource for you.
Now let's talk about, you have four companies right now under AttakaiHoldings.com. Talk about these, because I mean, I've gone to your website, I've seen it. It's, I mean, really cool stuff.
Yeah, thanks. So Monarch, as you mentioned, is our retail location. We were the first shop in Scottsdale, been open going on 4 years now. We've seen about 10% of the total patient population of Arizona come through that retail location. So doing a lot of great work there. Just won a Phoenix New Times Award for best patient consultation. Really trying to focus on making sure these folks are getting good education, quality products, leaving feeling comfortable about what they're doing. Because for a lot of folks, purchasing cannabis for the first time or even the second or third time can be a little bit daunting. There's a lot to know and a lot to digest. So we've been doing some great work there for going on 4 years. We also just recently launched our first product line. It's called Huxton, really designed around the experience. What we found is that once most people start feeling better, they've been using cannabis to treat whatever ailment they're looking at, they want to know how that product's going to make them feel. They want to go enjoy their life again. So whether that's being able to go ride a bike, go for a nice walk, maybe go see a show, go check out a concert, or just sit on their backyard and watch a sunset. All those are kind of different experiences. So we built the Huxton product categories around those experiences to give people a real easy understanding of what they can anticipate. And then at Attakai, we're just continuing to try to build brands out that service the needs of the consumers here in Arizona and hopefully nationwide.
And how do you know what to add? I mean, you've got four. What's the process in looking at these ones to add to your holdings?
Yeah, so we just really, we do a lot of research. We have a great staff at our retail location that gives us a lot of feedback of what patients are looking for. So we really lean on them to kind of give us information about, what's out there in the market and what people could be doing better. And then we also have 20,000 feet of cultivation here in Arizona. We have about 10,000 plants under management. And we distribute the products that we produce to about 50% of the retail accounts here in Arizona. So just really trying to find a lot of data points to get feedback on what's working, what's not, and how we can continue to improve.
Wow. Well, again, we have the managing partner here of Adakai Holdings, adakaiholdings.com, adakaiholdings.com. And you're listening to David Kogan with Alliances Heroes. That's right. Be a hero. Go to where entrepreneurs align, because you will maybe have the chance, because Dustin's going to be coming to one of our private roundtables. So make sure you go to alliances.com. That's ELIANCES.com. Now, you're very close with your father. Tell me the relationship and tell me what you guys are doing together.
Yeah, so we actually started Monarch really after an experience we had with my mother, who'd been in a boating accident about 10 years ago, had shattered her kneecap, ended up with a residual nerve pain, and her doctors had been prescribing her narcotics over a course of a decade. So, you know, she was taking up to 12 Vicodin a day at one point to treat that pain. And we really just saw, you know, that it was going down a bad path. And when the law passed in 2010, my father and I decided, hey, we should maybe see if we can get our mother her card and see if cannabis is a good alternative for her. And so we did that, and, you know, we're having a difficult time finding product, but we were able to get some, start to make some honey for her and put it in her tea. And over the course of about 9 months, she got off all her narcotics entirely and has been for 4 years now. So really a life changer for her. And, you know, from my father and I's perspective, seeing that shift was really an eye opener. There'd be, you know, there's a great opportunity out there to set up a location and start building some products for folks that are her age demographic, wanting to find out more about cannabis, but maybe a little bit nervous about it. So that's kind of where we started, and we're coming up on 4 years now of being open at that shop, and it's been a really exciting journey.
Wow. Now, Dustin, I got to ask you, how tall are you? I mean, because you're tall.
Yeah, I'm about 6'7". I think I'm shrinking a little bit in my old age.
6'7". And you played basketball for Pepperdine University.
I did. Yeah, I spent 4 years out there. Played for Coach Paul Westfall for a couple years. And our claim to fame is we went to the NCAA tournament my freshman year and knocked off Indiana. Bobby Knight's last game as a Hoosier. So we got a good win out there, but
fantastic.
Yeah, it was a fun time being in Malibu, California for 4 years is not the worst place to be.
And what do you think you learned from that, really, that's helped you now in the business world?
A lot, really. I mean, you know, you just have so many different personalities on a team, and you have so many different people doing so many different things, and you really got to learn to find a role and find a niche, especially in a team sport like basketball, and really rely on your teammates to kind of support you and do the things that they're doing well, and you do the things that you're doing well. I think that's one of the biggest lessons I've learned going into business is you want to find great people and then get out of their way. I think as entrepreneurs and people that have started something from scratch, you know that there's a lot of attention, a little bit of OCD that kind of goes into it, but being able to step back and let the talent that you've attracted handle their jobs and do it well has been a good lesson.
And again, you could reach Dustin by going to adakaiholdings.com, adakaiholdings.com. He's the managing partner of Adakai Holdings. Now, Dustin, you also, too, you've got two daughters, Colette and Chloe. You describe them really as the true passions of your life. What are maybe some of the key lessons you hope to instill in them that will really carry them into this world that is ever so changing day by day, if not hour by hour now, right?
Yeah, most definitely. Well, I think that, you know, one of the great lessons I've learned through this experience and through being in the cannabis industry is really just to have an open mind and to be careful about who you let teach you and what information you digest and take to heart. So really hoping to raise them with a loving heart and open mind. And, you know, I'd love to see those girls grow up and be folks that can really take a look at society from a different perspective and try to find opportunities to help folks.
Well, Dustin, I could tell you certainly have an open mind and a loving heart. You lead the way in a new industry, changing the way cannabis is viewed by many and looking at businesses very unique. Dustin Johnson, Adakai Holdings. Go to adakaiholdings.com. And this is David Kogan with the Alliances, and I just love what I do, interviewing these heroes and learning so much. It is incredible. Make sure you go to alliances.com.
You have been listening to Alliances Heroes, where heroes in business align. Alliances is the destination for entrepreneurs, investors, CEOs, inventors, leaders, celebrities, and startups to present your superpower visit www.alliances.com. To unmask Alliance's heroes' secret identities, be sure to tune in every Thursday at 9 a.m. right here on Money Radio 1510 and 105.3 FM.